Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The 2020 census is in full swing in Massachusetts and across the country, despite a number of unprecedented obstacles. Between the pandemic, a shortened time frame, and pushback from President Trump, collecting an accurate picture of community populations has never been more difficult. Some advocates say the stakes, especially in traditionally hard-to-count communities, have never been higher. WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports.
It's a hot and humid summer day in East Boston. Patricia Montes steps out of her car wearing a blue mask over her mouth and nose and looks down at a clipboard holding several pages of names and addresses. They're all East Boston residents who've been supported in some way by Centro Presente, the nonprofit organization Montes heads up.
Very hard to keep track because too many people and some of them are moving to other cities because they don't have enough money to pay their rent.
Montes reaches for two blue grocery bags among the pile of food donations she's handing out. She drops an information card about the census into the bags. Her first delivery is to Angelica. She's been out of work for months after recovering from COVID-19. Montes calls to let Angelica know she's arrived.
Angelica, ¿cómo está? Aquí le traigo la comida y alguna información sobre el censo.
Angelica is also wearing a mask and greets Montes at the door. She's in the country without documentation. We've agreed to use only her first name because she says she'd be in danger if she were deported back to El Salvador. President Trump wants to exclude undocumented immigrants from the census, but that's being challenged in federal court. In the meantime, people like Angelica are still being counted. After sorting through the groceries, Montes encourages Angelica to fill out the form, explaining the information helps allocate federal resources. Angelica still has doubts at first, but feels better after talking with Montes.
Because I'm here undocumented, and I don't know if this could cause problems in the future. You never know. Sometimes you have lots of fears and questions, but I think she is giving me good advice, and we're going to do it.
These types of interactions are happening in cities and towns across the state. Nonprofits leading the efforts are focusing on historically undercounted communities, like those with large numbers of immigrants and people of color. Many of these same communities have been disproportionately affected by COVID-19. Montes says it's hard to prioritize filling out the census when you're focused on feeding your family.
They had the right to be counted. They had economic and political rights. So that's why we're trying very hard, you know, to give food, be friendly with them, and also emphasize the importance of participating in the census.
And this is all happening within a dwindling time frame. Once the pandemic hit, the Census Bureau extended its counting deadline to the end of October. But a few weeks ago, the collection deadline was moved up to September 30th. And that has grassroots organizations scrambling.
That loss of a month, I think, has really dire consequences for how many more people can get counted.
Betty Francisco is co-founder of Amplify Latinx, a nonprofit focused on building Latinx economic and political power in the state. She says the shortened time frame will almost certainly result in severe undercounting.
This is now when, you know, census workers are out knocking on doors, but in some communities, we're still at 50% lack of participation. So there's just not enough time.
The Secretary of the Commonwealth's office said in an email, funding is being targeted to help census efforts in hard-to-count communities in and around Boston and extending to cities like Lawrence and Holyoke, where the response rate is still hovering around 50%. In 2010, Boston's response rate was 64%. Right now, it's 54%. Beth Huang is the director of Massachusetts Voter Table, which is coordinating the coalition working to increase census responses across the state. Huang says they're doubling down on phone and text banking in some of the cities with the lowest response rates.
Boston is one of the hardest to count cities in the entire country because we have so many renters, we have so many immigrants, we have so many young people. And so some of the things that make Boston and Greater Boston such a great place to live also make Boston incredibly hard to count.
En su casa, ¿cuántas personas viven con usted?
Solo vivimos cinco personas.
Cinco personas, incluyendo
in nearby Chelsea, volunteers help residents complete the census online while they wait to collect free boxes of food. Viaki Gonzalez helps coordinate the census efforts for the Chelsea Collaborative. She estimates the group has completed thousands of census forms online, but she says it's still difficult to convince some people they have the right to be counted and that their information won't be shared with federal immigration officials.
Our residents are becoming more and more scared because basically everything that's on TV saying that they don't want them to count, hurry up, let's get this over with. Well, that's why we're walking around with our tablets and we're making it happen as soon as we can, and we're fighting against the deadline.
A little more than a month to complete the tally, and another 10 years before the next chance to be counted.
Okay. Muchas gracias por participar en el census y hacerse contar. Gracias.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.